Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey folks, it's Carrie. What is up? Listen, we are going to give you today some amazing content. In fact, we're going to give you the sneak peek on Show Up Filled Up. Listen, this is the proof copy. It has yet to make it into the mainstream. June 1st is the big launch. However, I've had people saying, listen, I want to get a sneak peek. In fact, certain people have read the sample chapter, which by the way, we're giving everyone right now. So if you want the sample chapter, and Michelle, I'm going to get that to you, my friend. I don't even know if I shared that with you. So Michelle, get ready. I'm going to pop it to you in Slack, and it is the sample chapter. Ooh, we already have 100 people that grabbed it this morning. So that's pretty cool. But Michelle, look in Slack, and if you can share and drop this for everybody, we want to gift everybody with that right now. And let's get into some teaching and let's give you the sample. So by the way, one thing you can do for me, you got it, my friend. There it is. There's the sample. What's up, Nikki? Here's the premise. And if it sounds interesting, I'm going to ask you to tag people and share it. If it's not interesting, you can roll and that's okay. Hang on one second. Let's roll. Here we go. Folks, Zig Ziglar said many, many years ago, if you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. If you've heard that before, please, please type in got it. Because listen, if you're in the personal growth industry, if you're in leadership, if you're in high performance, if you're in any type of cutting edge field like that, many, many people love that quote, but there's a problem. Okay. There's a problem. Here's the problem. You ready for it? Zig Ziglar said it. People love it, but most people have no clue how to do it. That's why I wrote the book Show Up Filled Up, because most people have zero clue on how to help other people get what they want. And that's the problem. What if I told you today that the reason why you're not getting what you want in life is that you have not figured out how to help other people get what they want? That's it. That's the whole premise of the book. And listen, people got fired up about the subtitle, How to Get What You Want Out of People in Life. I had some people say that, I don't like that, Carrie. I don't like that at all. Well, guess what? That's okay. Listen, the title is meant to be, the subtitle is meant to be a little bit in your face. And here's why. Because everybody wakes up every single day saying, here's what I want. In other words, you don't wake up and say, you know what? I wonder what everyone else in the world wants today. Very few people do that. But there's a secret inside there. All right, you ready? Let me read the back cover copy for a moment. And by the way, here's my prop. And it's all about showing up filled up. So I'm going to explain the concept for you today. Here's what it says. You ready? You can have everything in life you want if you will help other people get what they want. Zig Ziglar said it. People love it. But until now, no one knew the 8 steps required to actually do it. What if you knew the hidden secret why people think what they think and do what they do? For those with noble motives, this secret can be leveraged to create wisdom and wealth, benefiting humanity for generations to come. But when used by people with selfish motives, so listen, folks, I'm telling you, you can use this secret with selfish motives, and hurt a lot of people. And that is not the goal. And that's why some people said, don't write the book, Carrie, because it's a secret and it might be misused. Well, guess what? Fire can be misused. Electricity can be misused. But we don't stop using fire and electricity just because other people might abuse it. So I want to challenge you, do not misuse the secret in this book, because you can hurt a lot of people. I'm going to encourage you to be noble. I'm going to encourage you to be honest and authentic and use the secret as something that will benefit humanity. So let me keep reading here. When used by people with selfish motives, this secret can be leveraged to manipulate others for the purpose of securing sex, money, and power. For reasons of potential abuses, some dismiss the secret altogether, claiming that it's simply too dangerous. But just like the gift of fire, with it we can light the world or we can burn down a forest. Therefore, it's in everyone's best interest to use this secret intelligently and for creating good. That outcome is completely up to you. In Show Up Filled Up, I share the secret to success, a proven process, and this is true, folks, you know about it, that helped me partner with Hollywood celebrities from Shawshank Redemption, share the stage with Olympic celebrities and NCAA champions, turn a young adult novel into a seven-figure empire, collaborate with global leaders in multiple industries, and help solve some of the world's biggest humanitarian challenges. Let me ask you, what would you use the secret for? Go ahead and type below. I'd love to hear it. If you knew how to get others, if you knew how to get what you want out of people and others, what would you do with it? Would you use it for selfish motives, or would you use it to help others? I know you. I know you would use it to help others. Some of you want to start orphanages all over the world. Some of you want to help single moms. Some of you want to help people with certain diagnoses. Listen, the Igniting Souls tribe is on fire. In fact, that's why you blow my mind every single day, friends, is because you have a desire to help other people, to alleviate suffering, to increase prosperity. You have a desire to make the world a better place. That's why I felt like it was time to bring the secret to you. By the way, grab the free sample. Folks, grab the free sample. Read it for yourself. Read the introduction in chapter one, and you're going to suddenly say, oh my gosh. Why? Because in chapter one, or the introduction, you're going to learn that most people show up empty. And check this out. You ready for this? Sorry, getting excited here. You become the ultimate outlier by showing up filled up. Now you might say, Carrie, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. I just got off with a professional that I paid a bunch of money to give me counsel for, right? Lots of great legal counseling. It was fantastic. You know what I said when I started the call? I said, my goal is to be the best client you've ever had. And he's like, whoa, all right, that's pretty big. And I said, listen, and therefore I'm showing up filled up. I said, I came with all my questions written out. I came after listening to every single YouTube video you've done on the topic. And all of a sudden he's sitting back and he's like, wow. Now, it's not because I'm all that. I'll tell you what, it's because I know that when you're a professional who get paid a lot of money, you want a good student. Folks, think about that. Have you ever thought, this will blow your mind. Have you ever thought of serving the person who delivers your food, the person who delivers your furniture, the person who does your oil change, the person who paints your house, the person who does your lawn care? Have you ever thought that, you know what, I bet you nobody serves that other person? Why should they? They're the one doing the service. Here's the difference. Here's how you become the outlier in the world. By saying, you know what, that person who's doing my lawn care, I'm going to bring them out some ice cold beverages so that while they're doing the lawn care, they can have a place to rest. And I'm going to tell them, you know what? Thank you for doing such an amazing job. I can tell that you care about the work. And then you know what? You go on Google and do a review for them. And then you know what? You take a picture of the before and after of the lawn. Now, folks, if you think this is novel or crazy, I'm not saying I do it perfect. Oh my gosh, 100% I don't. But that's what I do. Al Neville, who's my lawn care person, right? That's exactly what I do. When, in other words, when Al comes over and does an amazing job, I say, listen, man, what can I do to blow up your business? Nobody's doing that for Al. Now, listen, that didn't turn into business for me. Al hasn't hired me, but it's just something that I say, you know what? Here's a small business owner. He probably needs reviews. And people probably don't do enough to review a great product or service. So what do? I get out my iPhone and I take pictures before and after, and I go onto the by the way, his lawn care. I didn't even plan on doing this today, but it's called Down to Earth in Columbus, Ohio. And I go on and I do a review for Al. And I say, you know what, Al's fantastic, and Al does a great job, and Al fertilizes the lawn and blah, blah, blah. And here's a picture. Why do I do that? Because it's what it means to show up filled up. Now, listen, I've never cashed in my relational currency for Al, but I'll tell you what, he's gone over the top for me. He's come back and done extra weed service because some popped up. Here's my point, folks. I don't say, well, Al, I'm paying you. You need to hook me up. You need to serve me. No, this is the secret, folks, that will change the way that you do life and business. When you recognize that everybody out there is empty and everybody out there needs to be filled up. And when you show up filled up, you become the ultimate outlier. You want to talk about the most amazing marketing strategy that doesn't cost you a dime? You ready for this? The most amazing marketing strategy is to show up filled up. I don't want to hear that, you know what, Carrie, I don't have money to spend on Facebook ads. Guess what? That's okay. If you show up filled up, you don't need to even spend a dime. But what it means is that you recognize, what does the other person need right now? What does the other person need right now? And it's a totally way of shifting your thinking. So guess what? I'll give you more practical examples. Most publishers, traditional publishers, treat their authors like their clients. In other words, they try to do special things for their clients. Why? Because in the traditional publishing world, they're keeping 85% of the profit. Did you catch that? In our publishing company, we don't take anything. We don't keep any of it. We give it all back to you, the author. But here's my point. When I was a traditionally published author and Zondervan published my book or Baker published my book, guess what I did? I sent them pizza. I sent them a card. I sent them thank yous. I sent them extra goodies. Now you might say, what the heck? You're already giving them 85% of your profits. Why would you treat your traditional publisher with respect? Let me just break it down for you folks. When it comes time for them to invest some extra marketing dollars in their authors, who do you think they're going to pick? The one who sent them pizza? The one who thanked them? The one who wrote them a sincere card? Are you catching the secret, folks? This is what I'm talking about. When you show up filled up and you hook everybody else up, the craziest thing happens. People say to me, Carrie, you're so lucky. How do you get all those connections? Everything good happens to you. Why is this? I'll tell you why, folks, because I said a long time ago, I'm going to stop showing up empty. It's a lot easier to show up empty. It's a lot easier to say in the line at the drive-thru, what the heck? this sandwich is, you know, the bag's missing my chicken sandwich. Who do you think you are? What's your problem? No, 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 no. When you get a mess up at the restaurant, when you get a mess up at the fast food service, whatever, you realize, you know what? These people are human. These people have dreams. These people have goals. Maybe these people wish they weren't in the job they're in. And you know what? I'm going to show up, filled up, and bless them. And I'm going to serve them. And it might be like, you know what? You go up and you say, hey, you know what? I just ordered this chicken sandwich and it's not in there. And you know what? Listen, I totally get it. It's all good. But let me be the first one to thank you. I've been thinking about having this chicken sandwich for a whole week. I love your chicken sandwiches. They're amazing. And I just want to thank you and maybe just take a moment just to say that your food is fantastic and tell me your name. And then they tell you their name, right? Susie, whatever. And you say, Susie, what are your dreams in life? Now, Susie's going to be like, what the heck is up with this person? But rather than cuss them out and yell at them, by you saying, you know what? Hey, Susie, what are your dreams in life? Well, I want to be an actress. That's amazing. When did you want to start being an actress? Well, ever since I was young, when I first saw a movie. What movie? You act interested because it's not an act. You get what I'm saying? One time I was in a seminar and one person raised their hand and they said, Carrie, how do I make my clients, what did she say? I say it in the book. She said something like this. How do I act like I'm interested in my clients? That was the question from the crowd. How do I act like I'm interested in my clients? I said, whoa, hold on. Number one, you don't act. You get my point? Folks, people can tell. People can tell if you are acting interested or if you are interested. And listen, I don't get it right all the time. Can I tell you about a time that I failed last week? So I was on a call with Tony, and Tony is on our team. And Tony came to a meeting, and you know what? It was a stressful day. There were people pinging me, and I'm supposed to be on the phone with Tony, and I'm on the phone with Brenda. We're on Zoom together, and I wasn't focused. And I was kind of listening, but I had to quick approve this, honestly, because this thing had an illustration that wasn't clear. So I'm like thinking, man, we got to hit our date. We got to hit our time, and I got to make this decision quick. And you know what I did? I multitasked a person. Listen, I'm being real, folks. I'm just being real today. Why? Because I am real. you don't have to be real if you are real. But you know what? When we got off the phone, Brenda, I'm glad she said this. I said, so how do you think it went? And she said, I think you need to show up filled up next time. Boom. Did you hear that? She said, you wrote the book on it. I think you need to show up, filled up next time. And I was like, dang, she's totally right. She's totally right. I did not show up, filled up in that meeting with Tony. So what did I do? Did I say, Tony works for me. Big deal, Tony. You think I said that? No, I'm going to tell you what I said. Why? Because I get it wrong, folks. Even the author who wrote Show Up, Filled Up gets it wrong sometimes. You ready? Here's what I said. Thanks for meeting today. This was last Friday. Full confession, Tony. I was in a tight deadline to get Show Up, Filled Up sent off to the designer today. I was sent some minor edits to approve this morning at the same time we were meeting. I should not have tried to multitask our meeting and the edits. I sincerely apologize. I am still learning. I value you, your role in the Unhackable Press and in the tribe. Please forgive me, my friend. I got hacked. Now listen, how hard was that? Well, for some people, it might be really hard. For me, I know my humanity. All right. I know that I messed up. So that's the point, folks. Showing up filled up doesn't mean you get it right all the time, but it means when you realize you showed up empty, you take ownership, accountability, and responsibility. So, Tony, thanks for forgiving me. I wasn't planning on sharing that today, but I got to share it. So, listen, folks, I'm incredibly excited about this book. It's the first book I've ever done with illustrations. Did I illustrate them? No. If you look here, I want to thank these people. I want to thank Leia Sherman, who did the illustrations. I want to thank Tina Morlock, who did the edits. I want to thank Natalie Hansen, who did the project management. And I want to thank Debbie O'Byrne, who did the cover design. So big shout out to you. I think this is the first color book that I've ever done, but it's out on Amazon. It just leaked out, I think, in the last few hours. But it's a fun book. But let me walk you through it, okay? So it gives you 8 steps. I'm only going to go 6 more minutes here. By the way, let's give everybody the free introduction in chapter 1, okay? But here's the beauty of this book. Introduction. Most people show up empty. You become the ultimate outlier by showing up filled up. Chapter 1. Everybody wants something. You understand that all people have unique needs, dreams, and goals. But check out number 2. Oh, this is big. This is big. People can't articulate what they want. Oh my gosh. Did you catch that? Most people are going to miss that. By the way, Michelle, can you drop in showupfilledup.com? Because that's the free book launch party next Tuesday. This point alone is what most people miss. I'm telling you, folks, there's gold right in this statement here. And in that chapter, chapter 2, most people, in fact, not even most, people can't articulate what they want. I'm telling you what, I have made literally millions of dollars on that point. Seriously. You might say, well, give me an example. Author Academy Elite. Author Academy Elite. Go check it out. And if you need publishing help, go to authoracademyelite.com/application. Barbara Littles came to me back in 2014 and she said, Cary, you're a published author. I want to write a book, but I don't even know what to ask. There you go. I don't even know what to ask. I don't even know what I'm asking. I don't know how to make it happen. I don't know what the packages are. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Here's the point. Barbara Littles, God bless her, by the way, tag her. She's amazing. Michelle, can you tag Tony and say thank you, Tony? Can you tag Tina? All these people, I want to thank him. I want them to be part of this special day. Again, today's not even launch day. But if you can tag Leia, Tina, Natalie, and Debbie and thank them, that would be awesome. The point is this, folks. Barbara Littles was the reason why we started Author Academy Elite. Author Academy Elite has had, I don't know, I think it's like 1,500 to 2,000 authors that we have had as students that have launched books into the world, and those books have gone on to ignite millions of souls. And maybe you're one of them. You get my point? But Barbara didn't say, hey, Cary, can you start this thing called Author Academy Elite? Hey, Cary, can you teach me about a third way of publishing, because traditional publishing and self-publishing aren't working for me? Barbara didn't even know what she wanted. And folks, that's point number 2. Point number 2 is that when you show up, build up, you need to realize people do not know what they want. And when you can come alongside them, and because you show up, build up, you can say, you know what? And by the way, the book teaches you how, but you draw out of them their needs, and then you meet those needs, you become what's called irreplaceable. And here's what else you become. You become visible. Some of you right now are saying, Carrie, I wish I had a bigger tribe. I wish I had a bigger following. I wish I had more clients. I wish I had more sales. In other words, I wish I was more visible. Are you ready for this? Listen to this. This is another one of the points. Chapter 7. By the way, if you're finding value in this, can you share it with someone that needs to hear it? Tag somebody that needs to hear it. Here's point number 7. Becoming valuable makes you visible. You become irreplaceable and therefore priceless. Step number 7. Folks, this book is the 8-step process on how to get whatever you want out of people and life, but not the way that you think. You catching? By the way, thank you, Nathan. Thank you for your authenticity. Looking forward to reading the book. Thank you so much, Nathan. Appreciate you. So here's the point, folks. We're going to wrap this up in the next 60 seconds. But all I'm saying is this is the book I wish I would have had when I started, because I didn't know how to partner with people. I didn't know how to get influencers' attention. I didn't know how to create a product or service in the world. I didn't know all these things. And as a result, I stumbled and I struggled and I made so many mistakes. Show Up Filled Up. Some of you will pre-order it today. Thank you very much. It's now on Amazon. It just leaked out, I think, earlier this morning. But the big launch is on Tuesday, June 1st. I can't wait to share this. By the way, who did I dedicate it to? Let's tag the people. Skip Pritchard and Dan Miller. In fact, can we take a picture of that? I want to share it with these guys. Dedication for Skip Pritchard and Dan Miller. Thank you for showing up, filled up in my life. Two men that have done that for me, and it's changed my life. So thank you so much for being here today. Be a soul on fire. Again, my goal is to give value to you and arm you with these 8 steps so that for the rest of your life, you can show up filled up and the benefit is incredible. You start getting what you want out of people in life, not by stealing, not by selling, but by serving. Let me know if you're coming to the launch party. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.